Hi, my name is Dr. Patricia Murugami. Welcome to your next best self. I know you might be wondering, who's this Dr. Patricia Murugami? Well, I'm a leadership catalyst, a leadership coach, an educator on matters to do with life, leadership, love, and legacy. And I hope that as you start to listen in and practice some of the leadership insights we'll be sharing here, you'll begin to see your next best self. Welcome back to your Next Best Self podcast with me, Dr. Patricia Murugami. I know it's been a while. It's been an intense season. The last couple of months, we've been reshaping leadership across Africa, from Uganda to Ghana to different corporates and individuals within East Africa, Kenya specifically. And so, unfortunately, the podcast had to take a break, but I'm back. And as I get back, so many lessons. I think they say when you travel, when you meet new people, when you have time to take stock, you actually begin to learn even more. So today I want to talk about something that I've noticed that I have observed with high performers, with people who hold themselves to a very high standard. I noticed this a couple of years ago, but I have seen it become even more prevalent now, that when you're going through a hard time, when a high achiever, a perfectionist, someone who generally is able to resolve their issues is going through a hard time, what I find, even if they have paid for coaching, they have paid for therapy, they actually have one or two people in the personal board of directors, the typical reaction is to go inwards, to retreat, to step away from everyone else, and in a sense to retreat, and unfortunately I have seen in many cases to ruminate, which means you're constantly thinking about that which did not work, how you failed, what a shame this is, and you know what, you don't even know how to face anyone. But today I want to see if I can get you out of your misery and get you out of this invisible prisons, because part of self-awareness, self-leadership, and eventually leading others has everything to do with how we choose to respond, not what we typically react with or as, but how we choose to respond when things don't go the way they should. Or at least they don't go according to plan. By the way, who told us things must go according to plan? I think we were really cheated too. Someone lied to us and told us things must go according to plan. And I think that that's part of the issue, but we'll talk about that another day. So what really happens, and when I reflect on my own experience and some people's experience before I got to know a little bit better, I realized that the ego and pride take center stage. And what happens is you start, the first thing you do is to feel a sense of surprise. Oh my goodness, how could I have felt this? What's wrong with me? With all my knowledge, with all my experience, how could I have made such a mess? How could I have failed like that? How could I have not seen the red flags? How could I? I'm the first one. I should have seen this. I'm the one who has achieved this. I should have seen this. Those are the thoughts that run through our minds. So the first thing to be aware of is the element of surprise. I was taught by one of my mentors, St. Jose Maria, that to be very careful about how surprise is used, in a sense, to make us hold ourselves, our souls, and our progress back. So check, am I surprised? So surprised that I am now numb. And if you are, it's time to find ways to thaw that numbness. You know, maybe you're freezing. We need to find ways to let it go, as the song goes, yeah, from Frozen. So first, check whether you're surprised. Journal. Write down. And you can write down in bad handwriting, burn it, but write down what is it that's making you feel that sense of surprise that's holding you hostage. Because once you write it down, it actually comes very clearly. Even if in the beginning it's not clear, you begin to declutter the clouds of doubt and surprise that are in your mind. Then the second thing to be aware of is shame. We recently read the book, The Gifts of Imperfection. I'll review that in one of my YouTube videos very soon. And Brené Brown talks about shame, and I love what she says. And my own experience and what I have seen with shame is that the minute you're surprised, the next thing that happens is you start saying, shame on you, shame on me. How could this happen? What is it with me? How is it that I couldn't see this? What's wrong with me? Shame. Yeah. And shame is interesting because shame makes us feel unworthy. But I also think that shame is part of the human existence. Yeah, we'll feel ashamed that we've done something. And if you don't feel ashamed, then you become even more numb. But the trick and the lesson here is, do not let shame get in the way of you healing and making progress to become your next best self. So one tip I would recommend here is, when you feel ashamed, is call it out and say, oh, shame on me. But you know what? What are the things that I have learned here? Switch it around. Instead of shame paralyzing you, let it teach you something. Let it be your teacher, your coach. And I think one piece that's so important is, when you're in this space of shame, is forgiveness. Now, spiritual readings and spiritual lessons in the past were all about forgiveness. I'm so excited and I'm happy that over the last decade or so, I've been talking about leadership and forgiveness. And they're very intertwined. Because if you carry a lot of bitterness within you, you can't lead yourself, and certainly you can't lead anyone else. So when the second S, shame, comes into play, then you need to figure out how to start seeking the lesson and seeking forgiveness, forgiving yourself, forgiving others. You know, but I think the hardest part is seeking that forgiveness, because remember, pride is rearing its ugly head. And then we move to the third S, secrecy. Now, first you're surprised. Oh my goodness, could this have happened to me with all that I know? Then you're like, I'm so ashamed. The third trap that comes into play is secrecy. I can't tell anyone. I've paid for coaching. I can't see Dr. Patricia. What will she think? I've paid for therapy. I can't go. No, what will they think? I need to go for confession. The priest will be so shocked. My spiritual director just won't get it. That is a lie. That is a lie. Do not allow the damn devil to trap you. Because secrecy, at this stage, this third trap, is the one that makes people go down in the hole of despair and discouragement. And that's one place that I pray and hope for each one of you, that you may never go down that hill, that trap, that pit. So what do you do when you feel, oh, I need to keep this a secret? Okay, I think it's a valid request. But the first thing I think is, don't lie to yourself. Don't try and mask this, and not recognize how important this situation has been to you. Don't minimize it. Because the fact that you're feeling terrible, you're feeling wasted, you're feeling cheated, you're feeling ashamed, you're feeling surprised, is because certainly this must have some importance to you. So don't discredit that. But beyond that, examine your conscience and examine your personal board of directors and see, who is it that I can speak to, who will not judge me, who will actually help me get out of this abyss and this pit of discouragement and despair, and will help me see that, in fact, this is just a lesson in the university of hard knocks. And what I have found is that many times there's someone around you, there's someone, and just getting, even just imagining you're going to see them to tell them, already begins to lift the weight off your shoulders. So I have found, and I want to encourage you, if you're now trapped in the third S of secrecy, find a space, psychologically safe space, that's confidential, that you can speak about this issue, and then you start to see the healing. You start to see it from a different perspective. You start to separate yourself from the situation, the failure, the mess. And once you do so, my experience, I remember someone once telling me, you know, it's so interesting that you can have all these resources around you but you're trapped in the secrecy trap. And so if you're trapped there, just be knowing that you're not doing yourself any good by remaining trapped in the secrecy trap. And I want to encourage you to now think about who you need to say what to and the help that you need. I think it's a real discouragement for a lot of people that, you know, you have the space around you, but you don't have the courage to use those spaces, those relationships, those resources to help you get out of the dilemma, the quagmire, the challenge, the mess, and the failure you may be in. So once you speak up, whether you're journaling it, saying it to someone, writing a letter, even if you may not give it to the person, because sometimes the people who have hurt us, the situation that has happened, we may not have access to them. I remember one particular person telling me how the person who hurt her the most was already dead. So how was she going to heal when she didn't have a way to have closure? And I encouraged her, you have access to closure, even if you can't see the person and speak to them. And I encouraged her, write a letter. Say, dear so-and-so, this is what happened. This is how I felt. I don't like this. I hate this. I feel this. Just pour it out. Then cry, pray over it, burn it. Okay? Then another version, you know, you do version 0.1, then version 0.0, then version 1. Okay, dear so-and-so, I now see why I needed to go through this. I still feel upset. I still feel hurt. You read it, pray over it, cry over it, burn it. Version 2.0, version 3, I don't know how many versions you'll need. Depending on how deep the heart is, maybe you write many versions. But my prayer is that by the time you get to the version that will release you is the one where you say, I forgive you, even if you never said sorry, even if I don't think you deserve it. But because my soul deserves the peace, I forgive you. And that may take time, but try. And by the time you get to the last one, I now see why I had to go through this. In my first book, Rise, I have a whole model of how to turn your deep wounds into deep wisdom. And maybe that's something we'll talk about soon. What I have seen is that any mess I have been through was preparing me when I work through the process, get through the surprise, get through the shame, get through the secrecy, and then get through the speaking up, where speaking up is finding ways to forgive yourself, to face this issue, then that mess was going to be my message to someone else. Because having been through that mess, having forgiven myself and others, I now see why I needed to go through that mess. And going through that mess then sheds light on someone else's path who is struggling with a similar mess and who feels alone. And when I am able to then share with them, help them, talk them through, walk them through, then they realize, you feel me, you see me, you hear me. And perhaps that's because I've been through the same pain in one way or the other. So high achievers, people who want to do more, be more, want to achieve purpose, be careful, because surprise, shame, and secrecy will hold you back from seeing your purpose, hold you back from truly becoming your next best self. And I want to encourage you, if you're interested in going a little deeper in this space, figuring out who you are, your purpose, what it is that you need to do so that you can become your next best self, don't hesitate. Get in touch with us at Breakthrough Leadership Transformation and Rise School, because we are really purposefully intent on helping you truly shake off those things that are holding you back and emerge as a higher, purer version of yourself, your next best self. Thank you.